Will, making your first career start, just what were you feeling going into the game?
I was feeling really excited. I was feeling prepared. I knew that I could do it. I just had to go out there and execute. I mean, this is our field. We train on it every day. It's just all that we needed to do was just to execute. So I knew that we had it.
And was it weird not having to make a stop in the first half, but then being called upon in the second half?
No, because I'm always ready. I'm always ready to go. It's just a matter of when it comes.
And then for you personally, what does it mean to get a shutout?
I mean, it's great. This is what we live for as goalies, and this is what we train for, so I'm excited that we got to get a shutout and Patriot League play and get those 3 points, and we're going to go on to the next one and do it again.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
First for you, Dylan, what was going on in that play? Were you actually trying to pass it, or was that a shot attempt?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to lie. It was definitely a shot attempt on goal, but it happened to get through off a deflection, and Andrea was just able to follow up the play. So.
But can you talk about that first half? Because you and Andrea, it seemed like the whole team, y'all were really able to apply pressure on Navy's back line.
Yeah, well, I think it just starts from the back, the four people in the back. They were able to keep the ball, swing the ball side to side. Our sixes were getting on the ball in the space, and I think that really just opened up the space for the wingers and the front three as a whole. So it's a team effort, and it all starts from the back.
And then for you going into your second year, how much better do you think you are this year compared to last year? And what are the differences in your game?
Yeah, well, I think first and foremost, I'm just more confident this year. I think having that year under my belt, definitely getting some minutes last year, I think that just helped add experience. And now going into this season, I'm just looking to get on the ball more, looking to be more effective, dangerous. And that all just comes from my team instilling confidence in me.
And then for you, Quinn, can you just talk about the defensive effort to get a shutout?
Yeah, we know what it's like to play a conference game, home or away. And we knew the goal when we play at home is to protect it and not concede any goals. And we really focused on staying as a unit and working together to ultimately keep a clean sheet. And I think we did pretty well, although we can always improve. And that's what we're doing. Looking forward to Tuesday.
And then for Will, do y'all say anything to him when you know it's gonna be his first game?
Will, he trains every day just like us. He's prepared just like us. So we trusted him, he trusted us, and you saw what happened. He kept a clean sheet, and now the world's his oyster and he can keep developing.
Looking forward to the BC game, can you guys just talk about the nature of that specific local derby?
Yeah, it's like you said, it's a local derby, so it means a little more. And we're going to need everyone on the team to play a part in it. And it's going to be physical. They're a quality team, so we'll have to be on our A game. So we're looking forward to it, though.
Yeah. And then I guess for you in particular, Quinn, because you've been on the team at least for the last 2 years, looking at the results from the last 2 years, away at BC in 23, you guys had what looked like game-winning goal called offside last year. I think Demola scored in the 81st, and then BC equalized 5 minutes later. How do results like that play into the hunger, looking for a result this year?
Yeah, results like that fuel us. We know that we've gotten the better of them for the majority of these matches, and we can beat them. So we're just looking to work on our game, so we're just as sharp to finally put the nail in the coffin and beat them.
And then, Dylan, 2 years on the team now, what's it like from your perspective, this rivalry?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, last year I wasn't able to experience it due to injury, but I felt the atmosphere just from sitting and watching on the bench. So I'm really excited to partake in it this year for my first time and excited to go out there and try and get a dub.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.